If money is tight at your place, don't go anywhere. We're about to get some useful tips for you this morning. Narelle Clark is an advanced practitioner in financial counselling from CAFS, and she joins me in the Ballarat Today studio. Narelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brett. It's great to be here.
Busy times for you, I would suspect, at CAFS.
It certainly is. Very busy times.
You were telling me just a moment ago off air, you often see a bit of a lull in what you do, but you're just not seeing that at the moment.
No, we certainly haven't in the last 18 months. High demand for our program. So the great part about that is that people are becoming aware of our program and reaching out, and often in time to really stave off any more dire financial consequences.
Okay, so it is a time-related thing. So if you're thinking, I'll just sit this out, I'll be okay, you're suggesting pick up the phone, Narelle, and speak to you and your team.
Absolutely. The sooner the better. There are certainly more options available to anybody who seeks help for any financial concerns sooner rather than later.
Now, Narelle, you're doing this every day. Does it work? Can it actually help?
Oh, it absolutely can, Brett. One of the things that we see with the people generally in the community is that they're unaware of their consumer rights and sometimes their obligations, but having an understanding of your consumer rights can take you a long way towards resolving your financial issues. What that means is really knowing the language to have when you're speaking with creditors who are seeking payment from you, whether it be your landlord, government agencies, telcos or utility companies or any other creditors. So that's one of the, apart from offering options to clients to resolve their debts, we really like to educate them in that space so that ongoing they've got those skills.
It doesn't happen again. And main drivers, main reasons for people coming to see you, Narelle?
Oh, look, there might be relationship breakdowns, perhaps someone's left home, a young person's left home, so it's all managing their finances is all a very new experience. You know, apart from that, there's illness, there's job loss, or in fact, often decreasing hours at work. That can be enough from somebody who's, or a household who's managing really well, that might just tip them into a space where they're no longer able to manage their daily expenses as well.
And Narelle, how does it work? Are you actually making decisions for these people? Or are you actually just offering advice and then it's over to them?
You know, we certainly don't make decisions for people, Brett. It's all about the client making an informed decision once we have provided feasible and suitable options for their particular situation. Of course, there's some guidance involved because usually people often are very, perhaps they're feeling quite shut down or they're so overwhelmed that they're unable to make a clear decision. So we will help guide them based on experience, knowledge, consumer credit laws, etc. But it's their choice about how they progress with resolving their situation.
And at CAFS, Narelle, who can access the service you offer, and does it cost any money?
Absolutely fee-free. And in fact, if anybody out there is considering contacting one of the companies who advertise that they will clear debts and clear credit reports for a fee, then they're actually not a financial counselling service. We as financial counsellors can do all the same things, but there's no fee. There's never a fee with financial counselling.
And Narelle, do you find when you're helping someone, is it just like a one-off sugar hit, in, out, you've got the information, see you later, or is it an ongoing relationship you tend to build?
Can be a sugar hit, Brett, in some instances.
That'd
be good. Sometimes it is a matter of affirming that an individual is on the right track and they're doing all that they need to be doing and can be doing at a given time. But most often it's a case of we have a really thorough initial appointment, and after that we'll often have some ongoing engagement, which is usually by phone or email.
Now, Narelle, if you have one bit of advice for someone doing it tough today, what would you say to them?
To get in touch with CAFS Financial Counselling or to contact the National Debt Helpline. May I provide the number?
Absolutely. I think that's important.
The National Debt Helpline can be contacted on 1800 007 007. So we call it the James Bond number, if you can remember
that. That's a ripper
that
number, isn't it? Eh?
And if you do speak, make that call, ring the National Debt Helpline, you will speak with a financial counsellor immediately. So that could be a way to just take some pressure off in the first instance.
Yeah, great time to do it with interest rates heading north, groceries more expensive than ever before, petrol about $1.70 a litre, Narelle.
Yeah, certainly is.
It's a perfect storm really at the moment, isn't it, eh?
It is. And on top of what you've just listed, Brett, there's the buy now, pay later availability, Afterpay and Zip Pay and all the other companies that are following suit. We're finding that that's just becoming a situation of entrapment for so many people.
Yeah, looks good on the surface, but if you miss that payment, whack, and then it just snowballs.
Yeah.
Please reach out to Narelle Clark and her team at CAFS, cafs.org.au, or of course there is that James Bond number you mentioned as well, Narelle.
Indeed there is, Brett.
Great getting to know you on Ballarat today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Start your day.